This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday the United States would impose sanctions on three entities and two individuals connected to a Russian campaign of destabilizing countries around the world.
They are engaged in covert influence activities aimed at undermining American elections and democracies, functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus. Today, we're announcing that these Kremlin-backed media outlets are not only playing this covert influence role to undermine democracy in the United States, but also to meddle in the sovereign affairs of countries around the world.
Blinken told reporters at the State Department that Russian broadcaster RT was involved in the campaign and had moved beyond being a media outlet to include cyber capabilities, citing new information, much of which he said came from RT employees. Russia's FSB security service said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow after accusing them of spying and sabotage work, signaling the Kremlin's anger at what it sees as London's vital role in helping Ukraine. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Izvestia newspaper cited the FSB, the main successor to the Soviet KGB, as saying that the British diplomats had recruited Russian teenagers, organized what it called provocations, and held talks in the British ambassador's Moscow residency with opposition figures. The FSB said it considered the activity of the expelled diplomats as, quote, threatening the security of the Russian Federation. It's an apparent display of Kremlin anger over London's support for Kyiv. The expulsions come ahead of talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden. The allies are forecast to discuss letting Ukraine strike deeper into Russia with Western missiles. President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that such a development would alter the scope of the conflict and mean the West would be directly fighting with Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. For additional stories, visit our website, via